across southwest London and North Surrey, live from Tolworth Tower, this is 107.8 Radio Jackie.
A woman who beat her partner's 16-month-old daughter to death has been sentenced to life in prison. Savannah Brockhill will spend at least 25 years in jail for Star Hobson's murder, while Frankie Smith, who's the toddler's mother, will serve 8 years. Imam Rashid is at Bradford Crown Court and shares some of the judge's remarks.
Talking directly to Savannah inside Bradford Crown Court, she said the injury which led to Star's death were inflicted by you. Only you both know what triggered that fatal...
A 16-month-old toddler that died in September 2020. Now, the people who played a role in her death, who carried out a horrifically toxic relationship as well, have been put behind bars.
Meanwhile, a man who murdered two women and sexually assaulted around 100 others after they died has been told he'll never be released from prison. David Fuller's been handed 2 life sentences for killing Wendy Nell and Caroline Pierce. Nevrez Kamal, whose daughter was a victim, says that's just a few months for each crime.
She was worth more than that. People that sell drugs or have Class A drugs on them have a larger sentence. It's a disgrace, and I'm more than disappointed.
A former judge has been appointed to lead the public inquiry into the COVID-19 pandemic. Baroness Heather Hallett was previously the coroner for the 2005 London bombings inquests. The inquiry is due to begin in spring next year and will examine decision-making at the heart of the government. Meanwhile, the head of the UK Health Security Agency has described Omicron as probably the most significant threat since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. A senior civil servant says there are no actual shortages of lateral flow tests, but problems lie with the distribution of kits instead. And the home of Chelsea FC is due to open as a mass COVID vaccination centre. Stamford Bridge will become a hub, as will Wembley Stadium in North London. Twickenham Rugby Stadium was one of the sporting venues that was opened up for those seeking vaccinations earlier this year. Katie Price has avoided being sent to prison for drink driving while disqualified. She's been handed a 16-week suspended jail sentence following a crash near her home in Sussex in September. She'll also have to serve a 2-year driving ban. A judge told her she was extremely selfish and that the public may be appalled that the court is unable to jail her. And 36 tonnes of leaves have been cleared from Merton streets in 1 week alone. The council says its teams have been incredibly busy trying to make pavements safer and clear gutters. 146 tonnes of leaves in total have been collected over the last 5 weeks. That's a little more than the average weight of a blue whale. There are over 220,000 street trees in Merton. And that's the latest. I'm Lucy Mayer.
Richmond, Chertsey and Epsom. This is the sound of South.